Today's daf is daf lamed bay. So let's take it from the very top line. The Gemara says that Amar Rabbi Chama, we have a lot of work to do today. So the Gemara says Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, il mole shalosh mikraos halalu. Had not been for these three psukim, nispoti raglam shel sonei Yisrael, that would have destroyed the rishom of Am Yisrael. Chad, one patik says dechsev vasher hariosi. That Kadosh Baruch Hu somewhat took responsibility for creating the Yetzirah. Of course, the Yetzirah is what's always driving us to do the wrong thing. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's my fault, Asher Hariyosi. And since Kadosh Baruch Hu took some responsibility, that saved and spared many of the Sonei Yisrael. The Chad, one of the Pasuk says, Dichsiv, it says in Yirmiyahu, Hinei, Vachomer Biyad Hayotzer Kein Atem Biyadi, Beis Yisrael. And Kadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to mold, to change things, so Kadosh Baruch Hu could change that which is Ra into that which is Tov, so that also is to our benefit. And Chad, a third pasuk, which protects us, is Dichsiv, it says in the pasuk, Vasirosi es lev ha'evan mibsarechem, that I remove the evan that's a rock, the heart that's as hard as a rock, I can remove from your flesh, v'nesati lachem lev basar, and I could replace it with a flesh, with a soft heart. These three psukim are there to defend and protect Am Yisrael. But Papa Amar Mehoche, he proves this last point from a different pasuk. It says that Ves Ruchi Eten B'Kibrechem, I'm going to place a ruach, a spirit, within you. Vasisi Es Asher B'Chukai Telechu, and I'm going to make the chukim about which you're going to walk. So Amar Rebbe Lazar Moshe Etiach Devarim Klapei Mala. He said Moshe Rabbeinu threw things. He argued at a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, it says Vayispala Moshe El Hashem Davened. Moshe Davened to Hashem. Al tikri el Hashem ella al Hashem, about Hashem. He was taking a very strong position against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shekein debei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov in the base majesty of Rabbi Eliezer, Koran la Aleph and Einin va'Ailin la Aleph, and they would switch the pronunciation of Ein versus an Aleph, and that although they were incorrect in doing so, that does show you that they are. You can substitute one for the other in terms of making drasha. So he was davening al Hashem, about Hashem, which is how Moshe Rabbeinu was able to speak in such a way. He brings from a different pasuk in the very aggressive way that Kadosh Baruch Hu was spoken to by Moshe Rabbeinu. It says v'dizav in the beginning of the very first pasuk in Sefer Devarim. The pasuk lists various locations where Am Yisrael traveled to in the Midbar, and one of them is called v'dizav. And each of these locations is a place. It's a description of the aveira that took place in the particular city. So v'dizav, what does v'dizav mean? My v'dizav asks the Gemara. Amri debei Rabbi Yanai, kach amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe says to Hashem as follows. Ribono shel olam, b'shvil kesev v'zov sheshbati lahem, the gold and silver that you had given to Am Yisrael, the Yisrael ad shamudayin, to say, enough, you're giving us so much gold and silver, hu garm she'asu es ha'egel. Moshe Rabbeinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is your fault. You know why they made egel zov? Because you gave them too much gold and silver. That's what dizov means. Dai zov, enough zov. So that's a very, again, a strong position that Moshe Rabbeinu is taking towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amri Debei Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai says, a mashal we have for such a concept, Ein Ari Noheim B'toch Kupa Shotevim. When an Ari has a box, a mound of straw, he doesn't get that excited. El Mitoch Kupa Shabasa. When he gets a meat, he gets all excited and he eats it, he's on fire, he's all energetic. So too, you gave all this gold and silver to Am Yisrael. What do you want them to do? They were overwhelmed. They were supercharged, and they made an egel zov. This is your fault, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kiviyachol, says Moshe Rabbeinu. So Amar Rabbi Yoshaya, Mashal Adam Shaya Salapara Kichusha Ubalas Aivar. A guy has a very weak cow, and the Bal Aivar means you could see the bones coming out because there's no fat on the body. Very skinny and scrawny cow. Hechila kashis, and you begin to feed it its food. V'ha'isam mivayetes bo. Now it's a fat bull and begins to kick you. So Amar la mi garm lecha shete mivayetes bi. Who caused you to give you the ability to beat me and to start kicking me? He says to the bull. Ela kashinim shechaltich. It's my fault. I made you too fat and you're too strong. I can't hold on to you. I can't harness you anymore. So here as well, it says Moshe Rabbeinu, what caused them to have the ability to make an egel zov with such confidence and haughtiness and the resources? This is because you fed them too much gold and silver. So Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mashal Adam Echad Shayelo Ben. A guy has a son. Hichitsu, the father bathes his child, Usacho, and rubs him in oil, Vechilu Veshkiu, he gives him food and drink, he gets all strong and fat and muscular, Vitalo kiss, and he Atavaro, he hangs a wad of endless amount of money around his neck, Voshivu al Pesach Shazonas. He places this child, this young innocent boy, outside the house of the Bezonas. The guy looks good, he's built up, and he's got unlimited money. What do you expect? Ma Yasa Osa Ben Shel Yechta. What should the guy do and not sin? Kodesh Baruch Hu, you gave them gold and silver. You had Moshe Rabbeinu stay there for an extra night, which was very confusing. They miscalculated. They were in front of the Beis Zonos. What did you want them to do? This is your fault, Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Amar of Acha, Bered, Rav Huna, Amar of Sheshes, Hainu Dami Intu. That's what people say. Male Kreise, Zane Bishi. Eating too much itself is an Avera. It's one of the types of sins, says Rashi explains the Zani Beishi. It's a davara. It's a sin to have too much food. Person is too full, too satisfied. That's going to lead to a navera. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Kimar Yisam Vayesbo Savu Vayaram Libam Al Kain Shichechun. Because Vayesbo, because they were so satisfied, they were too satiated, that caused them Vayaram Libam to be so haughty and to forget me. So too much eating leads to disaster. Rav Nachman Amar Mehacha, he agrees, he just brings a different pasuk to support the idea. It says in the pasuk, V'ram levavecha v'shachachtes Hashem, that you became so haughty and you forgot Hashem. Now the previous parts of the pasuk is what's really key here. The pasuk says, Pentocha v'savata, lest you eat too much, v'karcha v'tzoncha yibiyun, you're going to have a lot of animals, v'kesef v'zav yibolach, and a lot of gold, and then eventually, Ram levavecha v'shachachtes Hashem. Too much wealth, too much food, too much eating, all that leads to forgetting Hashem. Rabban and Amri Mehacha, they say a different pasuk to support this. V'achal, v'shava, v'dashen, ufana, and the next pasuk is El Elohim Acherim, that after you're so satisfied, you're going to turn towards other gods. Yibai Sein Mehacha, yet another pasuk proving the point to drive this idea home. V'yishman, yishun, v'yivat, where a person's v'yishman is so fat and so he's overindulging, that's going to lead v'yivat to kick and to ignore HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonas on Minayin, Shechazer Kadosh Baruch Hu, V'hodel al Moshe. After all the arguments Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, how do we see that, where do we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed? Moshe, you're right. He almost says, I made a mistake. I did an Avera, and it's my fault for giving too much gold and silver. So where do we see Kadosh Baruch Hu being molded to this? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, V'chesev hir beisila, I gave too much money, V'zov asu labal, and that led to the creation of the Avodah Zarah. Hashem says to Moshe, go down from the mountain. Go down. And the pasuk says, because your nation had been destructive. That nation about that I took out of Mitzrayim. So my leich raid, what does it mean to go down? So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Lokadosh Baruch Moshe. Moshe, raid migdulasra is descend from your greatness. Because klum nasati lecha gadula el b'shul Yisrael, I gave you godless greatness and leadership only to be a ruler over Am Yisrael. However, achshav Yisrael chatu, now that they've sinned terribly, so then atalamali, what do I need you for? Leich reid migdulascha. Miad tashash kochosh Moshe. Moshe was very weak. He was very it was a chalish adas he had. V'lohaya lo koach ledaber. He couldn't speak anymore. He was so broken. He went from king to nothing. V'chevin she'amar heref mimeni v'ashmideim. So he says, let me daven. So destroy rather. So Amar Moshe says, davar zet talibi. This is all depends on me. Says I could do this. I could still do this. I still have some hope. So miyad Amar v'nischazik b'tfilah. He stood up. He strengthened himself in tefillah. U'bikesh rachem. He davened for mercy on Am Yisrael. Mashal l'melech shekas al bano. King gets mad at his son, at the prince. V'haya makayu maka gedolin, he gives him a big blow. V'haya oavo yoshiv lefanav, and there's a friend of the king who's there witnessing this. Of course, it's a very embarrassing moment. U'misyare lomar lo davar, and the friend is scared to tell the king to stop, because if he tells the king to stop, the king might turn on him and kill him. So Amar Melch says, the king says to his son, il mole oavi ze yoshiv lefanav, had not been for my friend in front of me, which is kind of holding me back from being too much, hergach ticha, I would have killed you. Because he's here, I don't want to kill you in front of my friend. I only hit you, big Maka Gadol. So Amar, the friend says, wait a second. Davar zet tali bi, it depends on me, my presence. Miad Amar v'yitzili. He says that my very presence in front of the king is holding him back from killing. Maybe I could do even more, and I could even save him from ever being killed. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding back because of me. Maybe I could intervene and save Am Yisrael. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, so now let me, my anger, let me go and destroy them. And you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you'll start your nation. You'll be start from square one and start all over again. You have a pure nation.
Which is contradiction to
Lechem. Right. So Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Bo says, Il Mali Mikra, Kasim had the Pasim that said, E.F. Shalom Omer, we couldn't say this. This whole daf here is like all like crazy things that only Moshe Rabbeinu could possibly say. So what's this next thing? Tafso Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was held, Moshe Rabbeinu was toe-faced. He almost, kivyachol, held on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was toe-facing him, and like holding up against the wall, if you will. Ka'adam shu toe-faced as chaveo bevigdo, a guy holding on to his friend's clothing, holding him by the shirt, lifting him up, and says, Amar lefanav, ribono shel olam, ein ani manichacha, acha timchol v'sislach lem. I'm not going to release you until you forgive this nation. So v'escha oshal goy God all the positive because I'm going to make you into a great nation. So Amar Rabbi Elazar Amar Moshe lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam. So he says to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ma kisei shel shalosh raglayim eni yachol la'amud lefnecha b'shas kascha. If a chair, a throne of three legs of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were not able to appease you, to help your anger go down, so kisei shel rega echad. If I'm by myself, you wipe out the Avos and Klai Yisrael, and just me, I'm just one regal now, Achas Kama Kama, how much more so would my nation, just started by regal Achas, by me, my nation would never be able to withstand your Kas. V'lo, oh, not only that, Elishiyesh Boshish Paname Avos, I'm going to be embarrassed from my grandfathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Achshav Yomru, they're going to say, oh, Ru Parnas Shehemid Aleim, Bikesh Gedula La'atzmo, V'lo Bikesh Aleim Rachamim. So they're going to say, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu, oh, you just wanted to be leader. You wanted to wipe out the Avos so you could be the sole leader? That's what they're going to say about me. And you didn't daven for Rachamim? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, it can't be. I need to daven strong here. I need to protect my people. So the Pasuk says, he goes on, Vayicha Moshe es Pnei Hashem, he's Vayichal. What does Vayicha mean? We're going to see four or five Pshatim. Vayicha Moshe es Pnei Hashem, he davened to Hashem. So what's the Lashem Vayichal? So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Milamed, Shaman Moshe betfilo lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He stood up and davened to Hashem. Ad shechilahu, until he got sick. He davened so strong that he got sick from davening. That's how much Mesiras Nefesh Moshe Rabbeinu put into the tefillah. The Rav Amar Rava says, Ad shehefir lo nidro. No. Vayicha Moshe is the lashon of vayichal, of lashon of lo yachal dvaro, that a person should be mefir neder. So we see here, Ksiv Hachat says, Vayichal, Vayichal Moshe, Uksiv Hasman says, By Nidarim, Lo Yachal Dvaro, when a person is a nether, he should not desecrate it, he should not violate it. So Amar Mar, the Diyak is, Hu Einu Mecha? The individual himself, the Noder, cannot be Mechal the nether, Aval Acherim, Mechilin Lo. Others, a Bezdin, could do a Taras Nadarim. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Who is Vayichal Moshe, man, he was Mechal the nether, Moshe Rabbeinu, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nether to destroy Am Yisrael, and he was made for the nether. That's what Vayichal Moshe means, according to Rava. Comes along Shmuel. Shmuel says, Amar, Melamed Shemaser Asmo Lemisa Alem. That Lashon of Vayichal is Lashon Chala. Chala is a corpse. So that he made himself like a mace. That's how much he davened, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should free them of this nether. Shenamar says in the pasuk, "Vim ayin mechenina misifcha." And if you're not going to let them come up and forgive them, I want to be erased from the Sefer Torah. Kill me, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayicha Moshe's lashon chalom. So Amar Rava. Rava says, fourth shot here. Amar Rav Yitzchak Milamed shehechela aleim midas rachamim. Hechel is lashon chalos. Like if a chalos something's chal and something else. Said Moshe Rabbeinu caused the rachamim to be chal on Am Yisrael. That's the fourth shot here in the Gemara. And yet a fifth shot of Vayichal Moshe is Rabban Amr. They say Milamed shamar Moshe lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam chulin hu lecha me'asos. It's something chulin, it's mundane for someone, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, for God to do such a thing and to not give forgiveness to Am Yisrael. That's chulin, that's beneath you, and that's the fifth shot of Vayichal Moshe. So Gemara now says Vayichal Moshe is Pnei Hashem, quoting the pasuk yet again. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Hagadol Amir Melamed Shaman Moshe Betfilo Pnei Kadosh Baruch Hu Ad Sheachzato Achilo, that he davened until he got sick. That's one shot. My Achilu, what type of illness did Moshe Benu have? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Eish Shat Tamos, a bone of fires, or fire of bones. My Eish Shat Tamos, Amar Bai, Eshasa de Garmi, where it seems like there was a pain in the bones, fire in the bones, some type of heart heat felt in the bones. That was the illness he had. So Zechor LaAvram Litzak Yisrael Avadecha Asher Nishbat Lehem Bach, that remember the avos about what you promised, what you promised to them. So my bach, what do you mean bach? You promised to you in the singular. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Kadosh Baruch, Amar Moshe Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Il Molin Nishbat Lehem B'Shemayim V'Aretz. Had you taken a shvua that you're going to, the pasuk says, I'm going to increase your zera, I'm going to make you like the stars, I'm going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael. So I had a Kadosh Baruch Hu sworn in the name of B'Shemayim V'Aretz. So then, Ha'ish Yomer, I could have understood, K'shem Sh'Shemayim V'Aretz B'Telem, just like how Kadosh Baruch Hu, in theory, can be Mevatel Shemayim V'Aretz, he could turn the world back into Tohu, so therefore it's temporary, if you will. So to Kach Shuascha B'Telem, your Shuah also could be Batel, meaning you don't have to keep your end of the deal, that you don't have to necessarily fulfill the Shuah that you promised the Avos of giving them children like the stars and so on. However, Achshav Sh'Nishbatelem B'Shimcha Gadol, now that you swore in your own name, Nishpatalem Bach, with you, you used your own name to make a shvua. So, Ma Shimcha Gadol Chai V'Kayim Li'Olam Ulol Mi'Olamim, that your name is eternal, it can never be batel. So, Kach Shvuas Chasot to the shvua, which hinges on your name, Kayemes Li'Olam Ulol Mi'Olamim, therefore the shvua must be fulfilled. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was tapping into to convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fulfill the Shavuot. So, V'atidaber lem, then Moshe Rabbeinu goes on to say, you spoke to the Avos saying, Arbe zarechem kechvo ha-shemayim al-chachlar tazos ha-sher amarti, that you said, in quotation, you said, I will increase your children like the stars, and the land, on this land, asher amarti mi-barle, it should be that you said. What's asher amarti? That I said. So it's unclear where the quotations is going here. So right now the Havamina is, it should be the quotation is about Tidaber Lehem, you spoke to them, quotation. Arbe zarechem kechavei ha-shemayim v'chalar tazos, end the quote. And then Moshe says, Asher Marti, that which you said to them. What do you mean Asher Marti, that I said, that Moshe Rabbeinu said? So the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Lazar, ad kan divei Talmud. Up until a certain point, it's the Talmud, Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. I mean, Moshe says, Arbe zarechem kechavei ha-shemayim v'chalar tazos, then end the quote. And now Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks, Hashem says, Asher Marti, Umikan Ve'elech from Asher Marti, that which I said, or really, V'chol Ha'aret Hazos, Asher Marti, this is Divrei HaRav, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking. So now he speaks, Amarti. Then the second shot here in the teaching the Gemara is, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar, Elu Ve'elu, Divrei Talmud, both parts of the Psukim, it's all from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Elakach Amar, Moshe Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe says to Hashem as follows, Ribono Shel Olam, Dvar M'Shamarti Li, those words which you said to me, Leich Omer Lehem Lisrael Bishmi. So Hashem says, I'm sorry, those words you said to me, go tell Am Yisrael, Halachti V'Amarti Lehem Mishimcha. So I went, and I said it in your name, V'achshav Ma Ani Omer Lehem. Now what will I say to them? I promised them that you're going to give them Zara Kech V'Eshmaim and Ertazos, and now you're going back, and it's what should I say? So this is really all Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. Gemara now says, continuing on these Pesukim, Mibulti Yicholos Hashem. Now, they're going to say, the Goyim are going to say, one of the arguments Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem is that if you don't bring them out of Mitzrayim, up to Eretz Yisrael, everyone's going to say, you have the inability to, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's kroach, his strength is weak. It's limited. They're going to say, Mibilti Yecholos Hashem. Hashem does not have the ability to bring Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. That's why he killed them. So the Gemara points out there's a grammatical mistake here. It should say, Yachal Hashem mibarle. We always refer to Hashem in the masculine. It should be Yachal Hashem. Yicholas Hashem is Lashon Nekeva. So why is suddenly HaKadosh Baruch Hu referred to as a Nekeva? So the Gemara says a funny thing here. Amir Rabbi Elazar, Amar Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe says to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Achshav Yom Ha'umos Olam. The nations of the world are going to say, Toshes Kolcho Kinekeva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a girl. He's just, he's weak. He can't play ball. He can't lift weights. He's weak. He can't take Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. Veinu Yachol Atzil, he can't save them. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hashem says back, the Moshe, Falok Faro, Nisim Gvurus, Shasisi Lehem, Hayam, this whole dialogue is comical, obviously. But Hashem says, what do you mean? Of course, they saw what I did in Mitzrayim. He's like protecting them. I did a good job. Look at me, Moshe, I did all the Eser Makos in Mitzrayim. How are they going to think I'm weak? So Amar Lefana, Moshe says, Ribono Sha'olam, Adayin Yesh Lehem Lomar. They're still going to say, Lemelech Echad, Yachol Amur, Hashem can stand up against one king. That's just one power. But then they're going to say about you, but Shloshim ve'echam lachem, 31 kings in Eretz Canaan, and Yachol Amur, Hashem doesn't have the ability. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Minayin shechazer Kadosh Baruch Hu v'hodilo l'Moshe. Where do we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu retracted and he agreed to Moshe Beinu? Shenemar says, Vayom Hashem salachti kidarecha, I'm going to forgive them like your words. V'tane debei Rabbi Shmuel kidarecha, that like your words, that Moshe Beinu had made the taina. Asidim umos olam lomar kein. So you're right, they're going to say this if I end up destroying them now. So they shouldn't say this. Ashrei Talmud shirabu modulo. So praiseworthy is a Talmud that Rebbe admits to the Talmud. So this is the Kodesh Baruch Hu's greatest nachas. Kodesh Baruch Hu obviously never wanted to destroy Am Yisrael, but he wanted Moshe Beinu to defend them. And that was the greatest nachas to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So for Ulam Chayani, that I'm alive. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Milamich Amar Lo Kodesh Baruch Hu. The teacher said that he said to, Hashem said to Moshe rather, Moshe, Hechisani Bidvarecha, that you brought me to life, if you will. You brought me back to life, this energy, according to your words. So Darish Rabbi Simlai, Liolam Yisadir Adam, Shivchel Shah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Vacharka Chispalam. The seder of a person's tefillah is, first he should organize, he should list the Kadosh Baruch Hu's praises, and then afterwards you should daven and ask for rachman. So how do you see that Moshe Beinu did this? Minalim for Moshe. So Moshe, the chsivit says in the pasuk, v'eschanan el Hashem b'eishai lemor. He wanted the daven to Hashem to enter into Eretz Yisrael, and v'eschanan is a lashon of tefillah. Uksiva, it says, Hashem elokim ata chilosu l'haros es avdecha v'esgarlecha v'esiyadcha chazaka Hashem mikel b'shmai mevarz Hashem yasev yichamasecha v'chavrosecha, that you show me your greatness, your great strength. And he listed all these different praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then afterwards, uksib asrei Ebra, now then he gave his bakasha. What do I want? Hashem, you're great, you're great, you're great. Now please give me my bakasha. Ebra na v'era es ahara tatova. I wanted to see the land. So we see first there should be Shevach. We have in the Nusach of Tefillah, we have Birchas HaShevach, and then we have the section of Bakashos based on Moshe Rabbeinu. Mar now is in the Nemanik here, the last few words on the Amud here, Simon, Maisim, Staka, Karbon, Kohen, Tainis, Minal, Barza. Good chance to remind you guys, those who haven't joined Zichru yet, you really should join Zichru, the great program, zichru.org.com or whatever it is. It's an awesome way to memorize the daf. I now know 31 daf, not by heart, but I know three important points in 31 daf, simply remembering short stories based on simanim. Take a look, zichru.com. Okay. Amar Rebbe Elazar, Gedola, Tefillah, Yosem, Maisim, Tovim. Now, great Tefillah is greater than actual Maisim Tovim, than actual mitzvahs a person does, the actual chesed. So how do we see this? Shein lecha gadol mimaisim tovim, yoser mimoshe benu. That there is no greater person than Moshe in accomplishing things in this world. And yet, afal pikein lo nela el betfila. He was only answered through tefillah. Shenamar, it says in the pasuk, al tosef daber elai. Don't speak any further to me. Don't daven any further. You davened enough. And samech lein, it says next, Allah rosh hapiska, you should go on top, and he's able to see all of Eretz Yisrael. So we see it was the tefillah that Moshe had maisim tovim his whole life. He was taking care of a whole nation his whole life. That's Maisim Tovim. And yet, what allowed him to finally see Eretz Yisrael is because he davened. Hashem said, okay, I'll tosef daber elai. Don't daven anymore. You davened enough. It was a tefillah that granted him entry to see Eretz Yisrael. So we see tefillah is greater than Maisim Tovim. He saw it. He saw it. So Amar Rebbe Elazar, Gedola Tainis, Yosem et Staka. The fasting is greater than the tzedakah. My time, what's the reason? Zebegufo, vzebemamono. Giving tzedakah is only affecting your pocket. But the fast is affecting your whole body. Now, even though that's the case, there's a Tosos in I think maybe Gil, I don't remember exactly where, that says the biggest inin of tainus is actually giving tzedakah. There's a huge inin to give tzedakah, dafka, and mincha on a tainus. So it's a big thing, but here the Gemara says that tainus is actually greater than the tzedakah. The Gemara then says that Amar Rebbe Elazar, Gedola Tefillah, Yosem Min HaKarbanos, davening is greater than actual Karbanos, Shenemar, Lama Li Rov Tzivchechem. It says in Yishayahu, in the first parak there, what do I need all your Karbanos for? I don't need Karbanos. Uksiv, then it says, the very next, a few psukim later in Yishayahu, Ufarishchem Kapechem, you should extend your hands, you could spread your hands, and that's a lashon of tefillah. It says in the end, Ufarishchem Kapechem Alim Einay Mikem, the project says, Vagam Kisarbu Tefillah Einenu Shemeh, all the tefillah. So we see from all this that the tefillah, the fact that he has tefillah afterwards, tells me that Karbanos is one level, and even your tefillah is not going to work either, but we see that tefillah is greater and a higher level than that of Karbanos based on the pasuk Yishayahu. Now that pasuk said in the this farsachem kapechem, the Gemara now darshins completely different topic now. Excuse me.
And they say they're not going to listen.
He won't listen, but I won't listen to your karbanos, and I won't even listen to your tefila. They're not being listened to, but the even part is showing that tefila is even greater, even though he's not listening to in this particular case, we see that it has a greater effect than that of karbanos. So then Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol Kohen Shaharik is a nefesh, Lo Yisas Kapav, one who, a Kohen who murders, is not allowed to, Lo Yisas Kapav, can't do duchening, can't do birchas kohanim. Shinema, it says in the Pasuk Yeshayahu, at the end of the Pasuk, Yedeichem Domim Moleh, that your hand is full of blood. So what's pshat? Because he murdered, he can't do nisis kapayim. The Tosafot writes, because since there's blood on his hands, so then he's not allowed to do nisis kapayim. There's a bloody hands. Now there's a discussion in the posting. What if the guy killed not using his hands? They kicked the guy. So some say that he's allowed to serve. Others say no. Whenever you murder, that's always called, it's considered at least halachically, as blood is on your hands. It becomes a very important piece here that whether or not Nesias Kapayim is essential to giving Birchas Kohanim or not. The Bach says if a Kohen can't do Nesias Kapayim, can't lift his hands, he can't do Birchas Kohanim. Others say he's allowed to. So actually on the All Daf, I mentioned this week, the Daf and Practice, on All Daf and the OU app, so I'm giving the Daf and Practice this week. So today's Shia I gave in 5 minutes is about when you give a bracha to your children Friday night, whether or not you're supposed to put your hands on the head or not allowed to. That's based on this Gemara here. Okay. I'm not sure. I don't know. There's a discussion in the Rishonim whether or not tshuva works in this case. There are 2 days in the Rishonim. Can a Kohen who kills, if he does tshuva, will that now let him do the Nisis Kapayim? Right. So, right. It could be for self-defense, a different story though. But self-defense makes it, that might be a difference also, but I'm not sure. It's a good point. Most likely it wouldn't be true by a goy, but I don't remember what it's discussed. But either way, the machlokis and the Rambam and maybe the Ravid, whether Kohen who murders if he does tshuva, could he then serve to do birchas kohanim? Part of the question becomes, how strong is tshuva? Can tshuva really undo who a person is? Or no, even tshuva, a guy gets kapara, there still remains some level of a pagam on the Kohen's hands. So the Gemara now says, "Amar Rebbe Elazar, Yom Shechar Beis Hamikdash Ninalu Shari Tefila." From the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the gates of Tefila are locked, which is a depressing fact. Shenemar says in the pasuk of Eicha, "Gam ki ezek vashaveya, I scream out, I call to Kadosh Baruch Hu for Yeshua. Shasam Tefilasi, my Tefila is locked out, it's closed off. Even though the gates of Tefila are closed, Shari Dima Lo Ninalu, the gates of tears are not closed." Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Shema, Tfilasi Hashem, Veshavasi Hazina, pay attention to my tefillah, El Dimasi Al Techash, don't become deaf to my tears. So we see the gates of Dima are still open. So Rava Amar, Lo Gaza Tanisa Beyoma De'iva, so we're not gozer a fast day on a cloudy day, a day that has clouds, that's the Eva, that's thick and dark. Mishum Shenemar, it says in the pasuk in Eicha, Sakosa Venarna Lach Mevor, because since there's like the blockage, there's clouds, your tefillah is not going to enter into Shemayim, even though we're speaking spiritually, but in a physical sense, the clouds represent a gloomy day, represent because Baruch is not willing to listen, so therefore it's almost as if there's no point in fasting in such a day, because the Shemayim is closed. So Amar Rebbe Elazar, the same idea here, Rebbe Elazar says, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nifsaka Chomas Barzel Ben Yisrael La'avim Shebashemayim, there's this iron curtain that covered up between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu, preventing our tefillahs from going through. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, "Va'ata kachlacha machvas barzel." Should take a pan of barzel, and nasata osa kir barzel beinacha veinhayir. It's going to be a wall between me and the city, between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael. So that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, our connection to Shemaim has been very limited. So Amar Rabbi Chanan, Amar Rabbi Chanina, kol amarach betfilah. So those who daven for a long time, Ein tefilaso chazeres reikam, the tefillah will not be unanswered. Meaning, keep davening. Daven long, repeat your tefillah. The more you daven, the more likely it will be accepted. Menel, and how do we know? Moshe Beinu, Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Vespala el Hashem, I daven to Hashem, Uksib Asre, it says afterwards, Vayishma Hashem Eli, Hashem, listen to me, Gam, Bapamai, even at that time. Because Moshe Beinu daven, this is referring to the 40 days, not the davening and entering to Eretz Yisrael, but there's a pasuk of 40 days between, from the 40 days before the second Luchos, between Shavas Bar Tammuz and Rosh Chodesh Elul, he davened for 40 days in order to grant Shlicha Mechila to go up a second time to get the Luchos. So he davened for 40 days, 40 nights, and he was finally answered. So, Ain, is that really true that a person should be Maruch and Tfilasa? A person should continue to daven? Doesn't the statement tell us that Ha, Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Koha Maruch Bet Tfilasa, those who daven for a long time, u'ma'ayin ba, and is anticipating an answer, sof ba lidei ka'iv lev. That person's going to have a heavy heart. He's going to be in an incredible amount of pain. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, tocheles mimushacha machala lev. The lashon of tocheles means the lashon of chilu. Vayichal Moshe, we said, to daven. A guy who davens mimushucha, continuously davening, will leave to machla belev, will leave to a kaiv lev, to have a heart attack, to have pain in the heart. So a person shouldn't daven for a long time. But yet, we just said before, kol marach tfilaso is going to ein tfilaso chazer shreikam. It will not become empty-handed. He'll get an answer. So my takande, what should a person do who's davening for too long and so he shouldn't get a kaiv lev? Yasik b'Torah. By him learning Torah, it will give him some renewed life. Shenemar, the Eitz Chaim tava ba, that the Eitz Chaim, that the tree of life will bring about life to him. Vein Eitz Chaim el Torah, Shenemar Eitz Chaim hi l'machzik mbo, that the Torah itself will bring life to a person. But either way, a person should not daven, should not be mach b'tfilasa. So should he or should he not? And the Gemara answers, Lokasha, there is no contradiction. Ha demarach ma'ayin ba, ha demarach v'lo ma'ayin ba. Yes, you should daven and repeat davening. Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 times to daven to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Daven a lot. Daven for a long time. But what you shouldn't do, don't expect to get an answer. Once you expect to get an answer and you don't get it right away, you're going to be disappointed. That's going to be the Chalish Zadas. So daven, be ma'ach b'tfilaso, but don't be ma'ayin, but don't wait for the answer. So Amr Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Amr Ra'a Adam Shispal V'lo Nena. If a person davens and he sees he doesn't get answered, Yachsev Yispal, daven again. Keep davening. Don't give up. We said in the Gemara says in Daf Hey. A person should not give up hope, even if there's a chair of a sword to his neck. You should never give up hope, even the last second. So here's what: you daven, don't get answered. Continue to daven. So a person shenemar, it says in the pasuk, kaveh el Hashem. You should hope. You should be mekaveh. You should look forward to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Chazek v'yamech libecha, and continue to be strengthened and do it again. V'kaveh el Hashem, and daven a second time to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Keep davening. Be marach b'tfilaso. The Tanur of Barna the Brisa tells us that Arba Tzrichim Chizik, there are four areas of life that require constant Chizik. Ve'eluhin, Torah. We always need Chizik and Limud Torah. Ma'isim Tovim, to encourage people to continue to do Chesed and good deeds for each other. Tfila, to daven. And Derech Eretz as well, which Derech Eretz could either mean, you know, the person in terms of Parnasa, or it could be in terms of his acting. There's Derech Eretz is Midos for a person. So Rashi says here, Derech Eretz means Im Umanhu Lumnaso, Im Socherhu Lescharaso, Im Ish Mechama Hu Mechamaso. You know, your guy wants to be a successful businessman. You can't just, like, do it once. You have to continue to strengthen yourself. You have to, you know, continue to be up in the times. You have to, you know, work on marketing. You have to innovate. All these things. You want to be successful in business. You can't just, like, make a product and have a business and let it run. You have to continue to be mechazik, that world as well. That's what the Gemara tells us. So Torah, Maisim, Tovim, Minayin. How do you know Torah and Maisim, Tovim require constant chizik? Minayin, Shenemar, Rak, Chazek, Chazek, V'amet, Me'od, Lishmor, La'asos, Kol Torah. You have to chazik b'Torah and emat b'maisim tovim. So that's lashon of chazik v'amitz. Strengthen limud Torah, and emetz is also lashon of strengthen maisim tovim. Tefila minayin, how do you know tefila also requires constant chizik? Like the pasuk we just said before, shenemar kaveh el Hashem chazik v'amitz lebecha v'kaveh el Hashem. That kaveh is lashon of to be tikva, to hope, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, a relationship to Kadosh Baruch Hu, a type of tefila that requires chizik as well. And derech eretz minayin, how do you know derech eretz and making parnasa also requires chizik? Shenemar Chazak v'nischazek b'ad amenu. So when it comes to b'ad amenu, which is matters of your nation, which the context is really referring to soldiers, but whatever person's, you know, his job in this world is, it needs constant chizak. So then the Gemara says, v'tomer tzion dazavani Hashem v'Hashem shichacheni. So what happens here, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Am Yisrael that you left me and you forgot me. So haynu yazuva, haynu shchucha. Leaving and forgetting is the same thing. What's a double lashon? Hazavani Hashem, Hashem Shechacheni. So Amar Reish Lakish explains. Amru Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael says to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'nei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shel Olam. Adam Nosa Isha Al Isha Rishonim. A guy marries a second wife. His first wife dies. He gets married a second time. So when in his second marriage, he's Zocher Ma'aser Rishon. He always remembers his first wife. He doesn't forget his first wife. Ata, however, you Azav Tani Shechach Tani. So Klai says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, not only did you leave us, but you also forgot about us. In a typical relationship, when the guy leaves his first wife, whether it was a divorce, whether it was she died, he never forgets the first wife. He may have left, but didn't forget the first wife. But you left us, and he also forgot us, says the Klai to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Amar Leah Kadosh Baruch Hu says back, Biti, my daughter, Shema Sar Mazalos Barasi Barakia. I have 12 different mazalos in the rakia. V'akol mazal mazal barasi lo shloshim chayla. I have 30, like, I don't know, legions on each mazal. V'akol chayla chayl each chayla barasi lo shloshim ligin. I have 30 different, I'm not sure how they define this. All right, ligin, it's a different level of soldiers. V'akol ligin barasi lo shloshim rahaton. V'akol ratan barasi lo shloshim karton. V'akol karton barasi lo shloshim gistra. And Kogistra Nistara Talisi Boshelish Meos Vishishim Hamisha Alpha Ribay Kochavim 365,000 stars. So there are billions of stars out there, which represent what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Kinegani Mosachama, the Hulam Lubarasi Ela Bishvilech. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I created this whole universe just for you. Vat Amart Zavtani Shachtani, you think I just left and forgot you? So Hathishvach Isha Ula. So he says further that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, do you forget the Isha Ula? What means Isha Ula? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klum Eshkach Olos Eilim, Upitche HaRachamim, Shekrav Tilfana Midbar. You think I forgot all the Kabbalahs you brought in the Midbar? I remember what you did. I don't forget these things. That's what means, Hatishkach Isha Ula. Do I forget my wife's Ula? All the Olos and the Kabbalahs? I remember what you did for me. I didn't forget. Don't worry. So Amar, so now they got a little scared here. Oh, so now God's got a good memory. So now that's going to turn against us, maybe. So Amar Lufana, Ribono Sholom, Hov Ein Shichel Lefnei Kisa Kvodecha, now that you don't forget anything, well, Shema Lo Tishach Li Maisa Egel. Maybe you're going to always remember the Maisa Egel. That's going to work to our detriment. So maybe we want you to forget. So Amar Lay, no, Gam Eila Tishkachana, I'll forget the Egel. Everything else good, I'll remember the good. And all the bad, I'll forget the bad. So Amar Lufana, they say to Kadosh Baruch, Ribono Sholom, so now that you have shecha, now we realize you forget things like the ego. Well, maybe you forget the good things. It's like back and forth here. Shema tishkach li ma'aseh Sinai. Maybe you forget Kabbalah Satorah that we said na'aseh v'nishma. Amrulei v'anochi lo ashkachich. I don't forget. So of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget any things, but he chooses to forget or chooses to ignore certain things like ma'aseh ego. V'haynu damer Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, Amar Rabbi Yoshaya, my dichsev, what does a pasuk mean when it says, Gam Eila Tishkachna, these as well I will forget, Ze Maisa Egel. And what does it mean, Vanochi Lo Eshkachech, I won't forget, Ze Maisa Sina. So Gemara now says, going back to the Mishnah from a couple days ago, that Chasidim HaRishonim HaYushom Shah Achas. So the Chasidim Rishonim, the earlier Chasidim, would daven, would rather prepare an hour before Tefillah to get themselves mentally ready to daven and to engage in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Menah Nimili, how do we know? What's the basis for such a concept? So Amar Rabbi Shubin Levi, Amar Krala Pazik says, Ashra Yosha Bisecha, praise worthy of those who first are Yosha Bisecha, sit in my home, and then Ode Yaluchasela, and only after being Yosha, sitting and resting and relaxing and having the proper mindset, then they'll engage in Yaluchasela. So Amar Rabbi Shubin Levi, Hamaspal Tzarech Lishos Shahachas Achat Tfilaso. When a person finishes tefillah, he also needs to wait an hour before walking outside. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Ach tzadikim yodu lishmecha, tzadikim who are moda to my name, Yeshu yisharm espanecha. After their moda, after they daven in the modem and daven shmenesei, they sit, Yeshu yisharm, they sit for a little bit before running outside. So Tani Nami Hach, the Raisa says, Hamispalal tzarech sheisha shahachas kodum tefillaso. A person needs to delay before davening an hour. V'shahachas lach tefillaso an hour afterwards. Kodum tefillaso minayin, how do you know beforehand? Shenemar asher yosef yisecha. You should sit, and then only yaluchasela. Ulach tefillaso minayin, how do you know? Dechsev ach tadikim yodu lishmecha, and then afterwards, Yeshu yisharm espanecha. So Tani Rabban, the Raisa says, Chasidim harishonim, the early Chasidim, hayushon shahachas, Mispalin Sha'achas, and Chosen Shon V'Sha'achas, they wait an hour, they daven for an hour, and then they wait another hour before leaving. V'chime'achar Shon Teisha Shals B'chol Tefillah. So now, what happens is, there are three Tefillahs every single day. So now, if each Tefillah is 3 hours, right, Sha'achas is an hour before, hour of Tefillah, and an hour afterwards, that's 3 hours. Now, the three Tefillahs, so the 9 hours a day. So it says, the Gemara, V'chime'achar Shon Teisha Shals B'Tefillah. 9 hours are spent davening, so tarasan heyach mishameres, v'mlachtan heyach nasis. When is the time for Torah? When is the time for work, for making your parnasa? The guy's 9 hours of the day. So let's say they sleep for, I don't know, 7 hours. So there's 16 hours of davening and sleeping. So that leaves you only 7 hours to learn and work. How do you make a parnasa? How do you get the limud Torah? So ela mitoch shechasidim heim, v'tarasan mishameres, v'mlachtan misparechas. There was ocha the little amount of learning and the little amount of work that was sufficient for them to be able to accomplish limud haTorah and for them to accomplish enough parnasa. We said in the Mishnah, a guy is busy davening tefillah. This is daf lamed. The Mishnah told us, and then the king approaches him. He shouldn't greet him. He's in the middle of talking to the melech malchei melachim hakadosh baruch hu. Don't stop to pause and say hello to the king while davening Shemini Esrei. So comes along, Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef qualifies this mission, says, Lo shanu ela le malchei Yisrael. This is only true of a Jewish king who will understand and will not put your life in danger. Aval malchei akum, a non-Jewish king, posing you should stop because it's pikuach nefesh, otherwise he might kill you for ignoring him. So Meisivei asks the Gemara a question, Hamispalel ra anas ba kinegdo, a person's davening, he sees something dangerous approaching him. Oh, ra karan pa kinegdo, or a wagon, he's like in the real middle of, I don't know, the train tracks, and train's coming at him. Lo ye mafsik, he shouldn't stop. El makatzer v'ola, he should quickly finish his davening, and then he should leave, walk out of the train tracks. So we said before, the guy should stop to see the king. Now he says, no, quick, fast pace everything, and then you should stop. So lo kasha, hod efshir lakatzer, hod lo efshir lakasha, to the posik rather, hod efshir lakatzer, if he's able to quickly finish the ministry and then greet the king and get out of harm's way, then he should do that. But if it's Malcolm Imlav, if he's not able to, then he should certainly post it, jump out of the way of the train. We did a lot today. Let's stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.